Story Matters. After.
Anti-corruption watchdog challenges DPP over failure to appeal Sojalite convict's sentence. Police in Eastern Province launch manhunt for suspect who defiled his 11-year-old sister-in-law. And in global news, Trump says Hamas gathering hostages now as Palestinians return to rubble in northern Gaza. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has challenged Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, Gilbert Piri, to explain why his office has not appealed the 5-month jail sentence and 2,000 kwacha fine handed to those convicted in the Sojalite scandal by the Mansa Subordinate Court. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo says the punishment given to the convicts, some of whom were senior government officials, is extremely lenient and not reflective of the gravity of the offense. Mr. Tembo has warned that the DPP risks being remembered as one of the worst performing office holders in the country's history if he fails to appeal the judgment. He says the DPP should not only be active when appealing convictions involving individuals from the previous regime, but must also demonstrate fairness and courage by appealing questionable acquittals, including that of former President Edgar Lungu's economic advisor and his family, who faced over 70 corruption-related charges. Mr. Tembo has further described the current anti-corruption fight as selective, arguing that the silence of the DPP and law enforcement agencies over such cases undermines public confidence in the justice system.
Community Action Against Corruption wish to challenge the Director of Public Prosecutions, Gilbert Piri, to clearly state the reasons why he has decided to bury his head in the sand concerning demands by Zambians that he should appeal the 5 months conviction and the 2,000 kwacha fines handed to Sojalite convicts by the Mansa Subordinate Court. And he should also not be seen just being active in appealing cases that involve people served in the previous regime. You know, once that is done, then it cements the narrative of selective corruption fight. The DPP should be active in all the cases that demands and deserve appealing. For example, the case of former President Edgar Lungu's economic advisor. That one where he was acquitted of over 70 suspected corruption cases, that one deserves an appeal by the institutions that are mandated to fight corruption. Because
police in Chama District, Eastern Province, have launched a manhunt for a male identified as Daniel Kaluva for defiling an 11-year-old grade 4 pupil who is also a younger sister to his 25-year-old wife. According to Eastern Province Commissioner of Police Robertson Wemba, the incident happened on October 9, 2025, around 23 hours, when the suspect's wife caught him getting dressed in the house where the victim was sleeping, before he ran away, leaving part of his clothes. Mr. Mwemba says the victim then disclosed to her elder sister that she had been abused, which was also reported to their parents, who reported the matter to Chama Police the following morning. He says medical examination results conducted at Mwalala Rural Health Center were consistent with the allegation of repeated abuse of the minor. Mr. Mwemba says a medical report form was issued to get victim counseling services rendered and that a manhunt for Daniel Kalura, who is on the run, has been launched to bring the alleged defiler to book. Northwestern Province Council of Elders has appealed to Patriotic Front PF former Deputy Secretary General Mumbi Piri to promote unity ahead of next year's presidential elections and not use tribal remarks as a gunner for political support. Senior member Mumbi Piri recently suggested that PF could only win the 2026 elections by assigning the top two positions to either a Bemba or an Easterner. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Council of Elders Secretary Kenneth Kapata says politicians continue to promote division despite Zambia's long-standing commitment to unity and the president's efforts. Mr. Kapata says the remarks made have potential to bring pandemonium in the country and hinder development, adding that the divisive political remarks could result into civil war.
Those remarks have potential to divide the people. Those remarks have potential to bring pandemoniums in the country. Those remarks have the potential to not separate ethnicities. And yet, our Republican president, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, at the moment, he is doing his best to make sure that the people are united. I'm appealing to the chiefs at Phoenix to call on her so that they cancel her. Should be able to stop those remarks. Even us, as Council of Elders, we are making this council that, Madam, stand down. We know there's politics, but politics is not intended to divide people.
Informal Economy Consortium of Zambia, IECZ coordinator Aston Sakala has urged Constituency Development Fund CDF committees across the country to prioritize the upgrading of old and existing markets and bus stations while also constructing new infrastructure. Mr. Sakala says his organization is hopeful that the informal economy will begin to benefit from the increased CDF allocation after previously failing to access grants and loans under the program. In the 2026 national budget, the government has proposed to increase the CDF from 36.1 million kwacha to 40 million kwacha per constituency. However, Mr. Sakala notes that utilizing the CDF has remained a challenge for most informal sector players and some small and medium enterprises due to limited accessibility and complex procedures. He has since urged decision makers to focus on improving market infrastructure as well as bus and taxi stations, saying such investments will directly support the livelihoods of those operating in the informal economy.
We have seen increment that have been done so far from 36.1 to 40 million per constituents. One to say that this is a good move to increase the budget per constituents, and we hope and trust that our people in the informal economy will benefit from the same national cake. We have noticed that previously our people, it was very difficult to benefit most of them, more especially where it comes to grant and loans.
Small and Medium Enterprises Development Minister Elias Muvanga has commended Standard Chartered Bank Zambia for its continued leadership in promoting women's entrepreneurship and digital inclusion. Speaking during the 5th Women in Tech Graduation and Awards Ceremony held in Lusaka last evening, Mr. Muvanga said investing in women is synonymous with investing in the nation's prosperity. He noted that empowering women through technology and innovation contributes significantly to economic growth and social development, and has urged other corporate institutions to emulate Standard Chartered's commitment to supporting women-led businesses and advancing digital skills.
Today marks a significant milestone. 5 years, Standard Chartered Bank has demonstrated a commitment to empowering our women who are entrepreneurs in the nation. And for 5 years, they've been investing in their dreams, nurturing their talents, and transforming their businesses into serious, enterprises. 5 years of believing in the potential of our women to to lead, especially